Lokyak relationships, when marriage takes place, it's a kind of promise to surrender, to be loyal to each other. Then there are other area is, so this area is physical area. Another aspect is the spiritual area or devotional side. Devotees also surrender themselves to God. Then is godly surrender, divine surrender. So what is difference? Surrender word, when it is looked in a gross way, then it is a defeat. And one part of the country, when tries to find out the enemy, he wants to put them in prison or surrender. They should surrender them. In fact, this spiritual surrender is a wonder. Spiritual surrender is a wonder of all achievements. And on the other side, it's the surrender of becoming totally empty. One type of bodily surrender is when you are in bondage. You are put in a prison, you are in bondage. Godly surrender eventually makes you an angel, brings freedom. Now it's a question of consciousness of surrender. In our Brahmin family, we have been using surrender expression a lot. Those who have been with Baba would have seen many surrender ceremonies. 10 years Brahmin, after 10 years in knowledge in Madhuvan, it was a very beautiful ceremony of surrender. Foreigners, where you get some gift, where you get a title, or where you get some extra attention, extra service, responsibility. It's an achievement of joy, because you have given, you have offered yourself to Baba. In the same way, 10 years later, surrender, other 20 years in knowledge, like anniversary is celebrated and it's great joy. In the same way, it's also those who come to Baba, it's a dear feeling, very pure feeling to belong. Belonging. And real surrender means belonging. Belonging to God. And wonder of the surrender is that even God also surrenders. To whom? That we explore later on. So surrender, when surrender ceremony takes place, or this consciousness of surrender comes, it's that we want to not only belong, but in fact, our own natural life gives more and more, spends more and more our thoughts. What it is surrender? something which is yours is not your anymore. So meaning of surrender, to become Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari is also one aspect of belonging. To become Baba's heir child and receive all inheritance from Baba, that's also belonging. Devotees also offer many things, their devotion, their love, their money, their faith. So there is offering. One aspect is offering. The other aspect is giving with great joy, and it is also can be called donation, which is after giving, it's not yours. Another aspect of giving is giving present time to time something, and that's very pleasant feeling of cooperation, but it is not called surrender. Offer, donation, cooperation, gifts, it is not called surrender. It is temporary, limited things. But when Baba speaks about it, he is speaking of limited surrender and unlimited surrender. But it starts with visible surrender and very subtle. Subtle surrender, invisible surrender, unlimited surrender, pure surrender, selfless surrender, unlimited surrender. I remember when Mama asked, who will like to surrender herself on Kali? That is to sacrifice. What does it mean? It is not any physical kind of cutting your throat and offering, just like it used to be called on the in the path of devotion, people who use will sacrifice. So surrender is in this aspect is not satisfied, sacrifice. But this surrender is that I'm willing to. It's a will. It's wish. Which is willing to God, willing everything in the task of world transformation, giving everything. And this is practical example of Brahma Baba. He surrendered. In other words, he willed everything. Of his property, himself, his body, his even Laukik family surrendered with him. It was everything what he had. He surrendered, and that enabled him by willing everything in God's name. He got the willpower. It's a very interesting surrender. It's an exchange. By willing everything, his willpower increased to become an instrument of God's task. And so this is called spiritual surrender. Surrender, which enhances your spiritual ability, which opens your heart. You become generous And the more generosity is there, the more royalty is coming in you. Divinity is being filled. So this surrender is, on one side it's giving, but other side it is receiving. It's blessing, actually. It's a surrender ceremony, or you can call it as blessing ceremony. Blessed to be blessed, to have a will, wish, determination, to give everything. It means the first step is, when we started using the word surrender, is, but surrendering means that you die alive. Means you get a new birth. You are a BK before, but you are not surrendered. You are student. You are cooperative. You are a yogi soul. You are serviceable. You are very good example and sample and inspiration for others. And this is what it is, the difference between surrendered BK and cooperative BK, serviceable BKs, enthusiastic BKs. Their life is also given for God's work. But in godly connection, this surrender, that it is on a first level and primary level, I can say, is that you come and give yourself totally, your time, your energy, your skills, your specialities, with pure heart, with very pure feeling of, now, this is my home. You get home, you get a new family. You feel this. Even when you are student, we call it ourselves, it's a family. But then when you are in this close circle, starting yourself living at the center, it means then it is not that your time is your time. No. Then your body, your mind, your thoughts, your seconds, means your time, it is for godly service. You cannot say that I should also have time for myself. Recently, someone said to me, I was given a job and 4 hours I spent this. I do not have time. I became busy all the time in this time, but I want time for myself. And I said, what task was given? Said that there is going to be a program and I have to be part of this panel discussion and I have to prepare this picture and I have to prepare that. And 4 hours I have spent, it means that I don't have time myself. I said, but to whom you have given these 4 hours? He says, because this sister gave me this task. I said, for whom, for what? He said, I should be paneled in the part of this panel discussion and I have to prepare these things. I said, now think about, are you giving your time? But all the time, at the same time, you had to give your thought as well. And you have to give your intellect as well. Then in fact you are gaining time. You are not surrendering. You have plenty time for yourself. For example, now you have prepared these beautiful pictures, presentation, or what you were going to say in panel discussion or whatever you are going to present in the presentation. For whom it is? in return, in fact, it is for you, for yourself. Now, next time when you have to present a presentation, it's already ready. So the sister gave you time, blessing, or whoever gave you this responsibility, it was time for you. So what I'm saying, in godly surrender, it's not a bondage, it's not a burden, it's a blessing. Because when you give, then you are gaining. You are planting the seeds, just like in donation. Donation, God is not poor. We are not donating anything to God, but we are planting the seeds. And these seeds are actually growing deep in the pure golden land of yajna, or godly service, or for the upliftment of mankind, or establishing the new world. Whatever task, actually vision you have, reward is unlimited for your own self, generation after generation. So in the same way, what I want to see surrender is not to be that you bow down. No, surrender means you are under the direction, under Shirimat. Dadi used to say, surrender, put yourself under. Under what? Keep yourself under the umbrella of protection by keeping yourself under Shirimat or Maryadas. So when you are surrendered, then you follow very strictly with a discipline. All whatever is from morning till evening, you feel that you have come in your own family, but you adopt all the system. Just like when a girl is married, she has her own freedom with her parents, with her brothers and sisters, and she has her own time to joy, and she has her own youth and her joyful living and free. But as soon as she gets married, now she surrendered. Conscious changes. What is my point is, the spiritual surrender changes your consciousness. That you now not only have surrendered your body, but you are surrendering your mind as well. And this Manmana Bhav mantra is your mantra of tied with God's task, with Baba's qualities. It's yoga, but you are working in Baba's yajna, in center, with responsibility. If surrender is surrender, but then you at the same time, you become mature. This surrender makes you mature, brings maturity. It makes you conscious of what you are doing. Others are also seeing it. Others will follow. And so in this way, your thoughts are also, mind is connected with Baba. Yoga of the intellect is also with him. And your actions are also in this way surrendered, that you are careful that whatever action you will perform, others will follow you. And so this surrender is, on one side, is great joy that I belong to God. And now, as I am responsible for God's task, so those who are surrendered, then yajna becomes responsible for them. So this is surrender. Those who are surrendered Brahmins in Madhuban and visitors, Sevadhari, you can see BKs come. They come to Madhuban for short time and then they go. Then Sevadhari, come for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. They give their time, they give their skills, specialities. Of course, then they are living there, they feel that it is my yajna, I need to support my yajna, I have not just only come to serve and eat. So body, mind, wealth, time, cooperation. So they are also receiving automatically in that kind of cooperation. So they are not surrendered Brahmin, but they are Sevadhari Brahmins. But in fact, part of the surrender is already taking place because they become very close to the family. They become trustworthy. And yajna instruments begin to trust them. Then please come second time, third time. So they gradually become more responsible. Then third aspect, then the other type of surrender is, second type of surrender is yajna becomes your responsible, but at the same time, because it is God, means it is, you are being sustained by yajna. And it's great joy. When I heard the experience of the first surrender ceremony of Brahmins, and first time they received clothes from Madhuban, they said, Didi, don't ask our joy. We realized, one or two, they were speaking at that time, one of the person's experience. He realized that now I am wearing yajna's clothes. Baba has given me this dress. Just like when you come to Madhuban and get a gift, a shawl or bed sheet or whatever at that time you like it. So it is giving and receiving. He offers something in yajna with great love. Yajna offers you something with great love. So here it is that they were saying that now I am eating Brahma Bhojan, every day Brahma Bhojan. I am eating, so the feeling is totally different. I am not a visitor anymore. I am surrender. But then what God is giving in return is that you become very skilled. You see in Madhuban, those who came and started living in yajna, working in different departments, they came as assistant, not full complete engineer either, had studied become electrician, engineer, a lawyer, whatever your Laukik business was, and you started working. As though you are doing it with great love, thinking it is my own task, it's my Baba's task, it is my yajna task, and you consider it as your duty, but you also feel internally blessed that my time is being used in a worthwhile way. I'm not servant of anyone. I don't have a, like when you have a job, you are still working and becoming skilled. But when you surrender yourself and you are working yourself as a sevadhari or surrender, your blessings are multiplying. Because the task is not only just 1 or 2 days, it's months and months. Some have been there since 40 years, some 30 years, some 50 years, some 60 years. Now they are naturally responsible of the department and are able to train others as a very trained professional. So your surrender actually becomes, intellect becomes blessed. So first, this aspect, state of surrender, is actually giving and receiving, giving and receiving. Then a time comes, then Baba checks whether, and he gives the task to check in. It's not only just enthusiasm. It's actually, at the same time, it's a sacrifice, of course. It's dedication. So when you become a surrender BK, it's dedication completely. complete dedication. It's, of course, giving your body, mind, positive, pure, powerful thoughts. Of course, others are also working on themselves, but this is with responsibility. You begin to check yourself, more introspection. Check yourself with more in being introspective. And this inner inspection is then Baba says, okay, have you surrendered your mind? Have you surrendered your thoughts? So it means I have whatever was useless, waste, unnecessary, I have a responsibility that I cannot use that because I am making everything very purified. So you begin to check on a subtle level of renouncing automatically, surrendering your weaknesses, your defects. And this possible, this surrender is also possible while you are living at home. Surrender is not only just means that you come and live in the center, because Baba is, of course, always encouraging to stay at home and be totally surrender as surrender BKs. So that is another, but that is as an extra example of surrender and trustee. So this is also a level of surrender. But real surrender is that after doing something, after giving something, then your I conscious does not remain. I have done this. I have given this. Now, for example, somebody donates something, gives, very hard worker, do everything very good, and they have given, for example, very nice curtains, gross example. And now, they have surrendered, they have given. It doesn't belong to them anymore. They bought it with great love. They prepared it with great love. And put very joyful that, yes, this curtain looks so royal. After giving this, if someone moves little bit these curtains here and there, and then if I get angry, why did you do like this? It should be exactly the way I have put. It means it is not called surrender. Here it is that after giving, this consciousness that this belongs to me. No. You belong to Baba. You have given your specialties. You have given your task. You have given your with joyful whatever you wanted to give, then you don't have a right to it, right on it. It is just given. And so it means that you surrender I conscious and my conscious. Whatever you have given, it doesn't belong to you. No, it belongs to now God's house. Or it belongs to the department where the service is taking place. So in the same way, you cannot control if you have something and others are also, because it becomes the part of community. Here it's surrender. You are careful. You have to take care of everything that nothing goes wrong. Nothing is misused, nothing is, in no aspect you are careless. When you are surrender, you are naturally, you are the master of the house. Right? It is your responsibility because you are responsible to take care of everything. Your maturity is increasing, your responsibility is increasing, but at the same time, your patience. It means that I have to let go, surrender my power, what I had in a negative form before. So it means my old habits, I have to surrender. My old way of controlling, my old way of not anyone allowing anything to do, because I am in charge and that's why it is under me. Surrender does not mean that I am in charge now. I am living in the center and in charge. And so that's why everything has to be done like this. I have to check. I am responsible, an instrument. But when I say I am in charge, I have switched off the charger. Because the energy that of love for self and love for others, whoever is doing the task with me, is also meant to be maintained. And so subtle possessiveness, attachment, ego, when I surrender that, then and I am surrender. And though that surrender makes you really a yogi soul, karma yogi, yoga in action. And so the first, then this kind of surrender is those who coming, living in the center. But in fact, Baba surrender, the surrender, another area of surrender, it is surrender and trustee. Baba said, that have you surrendered yourself, your mind, body, thought, time, possessiveness, your laukik, everything laukik, into alaukik, including your laukik relationships. So what that means? That my laukik relationships, which was my, is not my anymore. They are certainly, they became instrument to support me, or I was fortunate that they allowed me, they cooperate me, right? But then if I am attached with them, I have not surrendered properly. So first aspect is body and bodily relationships, body consciousness and bodily relationships are internally switched off, and yet I am serving them as a trustee while being here in the center, or while I'm living at home, then I am total trustee. I trust they are only there to clear the karmic account, or helping me, or I am helping them to make their godly account. So they are also become cooperative, or they also get inspiration from me. So it is, this is in relationship. In for the task of God, consciousness of detached and trustee. So it means mind is not emotional. Mind is, thoughts are not worried about them. They have their own part. I have their own part. And let me also surrender them. Let they themselves also receive power from God. And I don't have to worry about them. No worry, no tension. So it is called detached, detachment. So I am surrendering my attachment, surrendering my greed, surrendering my possessiveness, surrendering. So as I become a yogi, now it's more subtle checking on in this aspect that my drishti, I've surrendered, offered. So not only just my mind, but my body. And if I surrender my body, is it just I live in yajna and that's some surrender? Nice. More subtle level of surrender is that I am also trustee of my physical body. Even I am surrendering the relationship with my own body. Those relationships are not my worldly relationship, they are only soul to soul relationship. And my body and soul, now I am surrendering the relationship of my body to God. What does it mean? That before I surrendered, I was not necessarily aware of how my drishti is, what attitude it is. So it's a vision of, if I have surrendered myself to my body to God, so my body is not only my skin, no? My body means my sense organs. My body means my heart. By my body means my face. My body means my walking, talking, sitting, eating, whatever my actions are there, they are surrendered. And so I cannot use the way I was using them. Just like we when we become Brahmin, we follow automatically discipline. We don't eat the things which we are not supposed to eat after becoming Brahmins. We automatically, it's with pure understanding, discipline comes. But this is after surrendering. Very important checking is that have I surrendered my relationship with my body of body consciousness? Because this is where the test is. How much surrender I am and how much sacrificed I have. Made. So it means I'm going to check my nature, my behavior, my sanskaras, old sanskaras. With that I have surrendered, because when my actions are purified and my actions are disciplined and my actions are detached and active, I'm doing only for God's task. Not attraction. Eyes are not attracted towards anyone. Hands cannot do anything wrong which is against godly law. I'm surrendered. So this is what it is. It is discipline, but at the same time it is some sacrifice as well. Because it's renunciation. Of course there would be time to time attraction of something. More subtle level of surrender is surrendering me, myself to God. Brahma Baba surrendered his body and only God could use his surrendered body, his eyes. He was seeing it, but he was seeing with God's eyes. He was hearing it as a trustee. I am Baba's instrument. So this is detachment and let God work through you. So Brahma Baba's level of surrender of it is called the surrender of from a Brahmin you becoming an angel. Freedom from what? Freedom from the bondage of through karma, through actions that we created. Now I start cutting that bondage. Means attention on my actions and karmic doing actions which are divine, which are elevated. And this is why world surrender is there, but what percentage of surrender I surrendered I am. liking and disliking, preference or not preference, favor or rejection. These are the subtle surrender sanskaras of me, myself. So am I totally surrendered? Me, I, me soul. So then my mind is surrendered. Unlimited surrender, which is known as unlimited surrender. Limited surrender is very easy. People surrendered themselves. Many surrendered, and they surrendered, like Brahma Baba surrendered his wealth. Many family brought their children as well. They surrendered children as well. They surrendered their worldly position. That is limited surrender, because all these things are perishable, connected with the old world. And in fact, this surrender, as I said, it's a very subtle philosophy, because we are giving in God's task. In fact, it is not giving, it is receiving. But here it is real surrender. And that real surrender is surrendering. Unlimited surrender is that I surrender my mind. Now, cannot be mischievous. How much is love is filled in it? And I surrender my heart. That is godly love. And I have received that love from God. And I am happy when others also experience the same love from God. There is not any kind of jealousy that Baba loves me, or the Adis love me, or seniors love me, and if they are giving attention to somebody else, and my heart begins to feel like this, or they are given some special task and special respect, and jealousy comes in the heart, it means I have not surrendered my mind and my intellect. How much I am actually enjoying and I am appreciating when others are receiving the same, much more love than me. Just like when the true love is when you give student a course, he begins a good yogi. He begins to serve. He improves. You feel so happy, just like your baby has grown up and is becoming so good. Everybody is loving him. You want that others should give him love and respect. In the same way, my heart in this way, when I have given my heart to God, is my heart also became as beautiful throne, because it's given to Baba. Then my heart is surrendered. It means my feelings are also surrendered. My mind is also surrendered. And I am in this level, yoga yukta, a yogi soul. A yogi soul means that I am not surrendered here, means I am not being tied with subtle jealousy, competition, comparison, position, favoritism, extra achievement and extra comfort. Whatever it is there, I have surrendered. And I'm comfortable sitting in God's heart. And my eyes are surrendered. And so they cannot be attracted to any bodily being. And so when you are surrendered, then God is sitting in your heart. God is sitting in your eyes. Baba is sitting in your eyes. And you are sitting in Baba's eyes. That's surrendered. Everything what we are doing then. So it means my mind is surrendered. And my intellect is also surrendered. So when I'm surrendered, then real test of my surrender is when I'm in the field of service. When I am working with others, how much I have surrendered, I, I consciousness. My skills, my specialties, my department, my authority, my responsibility. Of course I'm responsible that nothing should be waste, and everything should be really in God's hands. Everything is valuable. So I am, but then is with which consciousness I am at that time? Or, so means, have I become, do I able to keep the balance of master and child? That is surrendered. That I am master, whatever my capacity is, whatever my speciality is, it is offered. But if it is not used and there is another opinion, or perhaps it is not time that to be used, how much I am detached from that and accept that with innocence, it's okay. If it is God's version, if it is God-given gift, it cannot go waste, it will be used. Not now, it will be used later on. And so in this way, it is your intellect is also surrendered and it is becoming divine. It means you are becoming yoga, yukta. My ego is surrendered. So egoless. So surrender means what Baba mentioned, these three words. Egoless. First, bodiless. Bodiless means that I cannot play with the old sanskaras with my body, which I had before. And so percentage of surrender is very clear. If I'm introspective, I really check myself with honesty. And this is why it is taking time to get freedom. So real surrender is freedom from my own bondages of the past, bondages of the present, and achievement of future. And certainly in this aspect, you feel that you are letting go of old and you are feeling the new, and there is inner fulfillment. There's inner satisfaction, is inner feeling. Fine. Everything is beautiful. So the satisfaction inside is actually reward of letting go of I and my, or my bodily sanskaras, my old behavior, old nature, dying alive. So this is surrender, dying alive. I'm alive, living and full, but I'm becoming free, empty from the old what I have accommodated inside. And so it is called yoga yukta bandhan mukta. Yoga yukta, saturated with yoga. So yoga intellect is becoming divine, and yoga of the intellect is actually make you see everything. Intellect becomes more knowledgeful and immediately make anything which is maybe at that time not pleasant, you make it pleasant. And everything what you are doing, not creating bondage, new bondage. And so the yoga yukta means bandhan mukta, free from bondage. Bondage of body consciousness, bondage of mind, bondage of relationships, bondage of what people would say, bondage of what others are thinking about me. All these bondages are free. Of course, certainly karma bondage. The more yoga yukta I am, more past karmic accounts are also finishing. And so then, this good actions, automatically when you take responsibility and performing actions, a magic of that surrender is that you do a lot of work others get the blessing, benefit from that. And what happiness they receive, their blessing from the heart, store extra blessing for you. And in this way, you are blessed soul. The more we take this responsibility of doing the task as karma yogi, because we are giving them everything yog yukt as trustee, not as a grasti, not as householder. It means the more surrendered you are, more under following the Shrimat or following Baba's footstep, in other words, following in footstep of Brahma Baba, you are becoming all virtuous, completely. Virtuous means viceless. Surrender means surrender of vices, and return of achievement is full of all virtues. And after receiving the virtues, real surrender is praise that you receive. Because after you do good thing, certainly others are satisfied. They will appreciate you. But that is what it was. God has given you the happiness you do by doing service, peace that you receive, love you receive, what God's gift you have received, you are giving in service of others. Baba is Karan Karavanhar, so you are passing it on to others, and then you are called Ganesh. Ganesh, as the story is, that elephant head. Elephant receives the fruit, any gift passes on to the master. So when you are surrendered, then you do everything with great love, but Karan Karavanhar is making it happen. Karan Karavanhar, this consciousness is, then you are totally detached, an active actor in this unlimited play. And the final surrender is, situations will definitely come, problems will come, difficulties will definitely come. But that what God has, both have surrendered to one thing, and that's interesting scene. One time, it was in Murli, very beautiful scene. Brahma Baba singing Shiv Baba's praise. You are doing everything. You are Karan Kavanhar. If you were not there, who would call me Prajapita Brahma? And Shiv Baba saying, but how could I do my task? If you were not there, who would call me the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul? If I could not give the knowledge through you. So Brahma Baba praising Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba praising Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba says, you are great, great, great grandfather to Brahma. Brahma says, but you are the Supreme Soul. And eventually both said, drama is great. According to drama, this is part is being played. And the final surrender is surrender to drama. If anything did not happen, even you have surrendered, even your wish is good, even your feelings are very pure, your realization is very good, your intention is good, and it didn't happen. Surrender to Mother Drama. And when we surrender to Mother Drama, then we are really free angels flying beyond, because then you are actually surrendering your praise, surrendering your achievement, that what you have achieved. And this is what it is, double trustee. Just like householder, and this is why Baba says, householder also trustees, very detached, very, very honest. And it can be, while being at home, surrendered and trustee, but very subtle trust is that God trusts, has so much trust on us. We should also have trust in ourselves and in drama. And so trust in each other. So then it's I and my finishes, and that is pure surrender. Om Shanti. I should finish now. Time is telling me to stop. But this surrender, this beautiful surrender, it's lovely surrender, divine surrender. So let us have a few minutes meditation with this consciousness. I'm trustee. As Baba is making us real flowers, angels. Om. Shanti. Om. Shanti. I sing the praise of my fortune. I become aware of the beautiful time when I realize this confluence age is diamond age. Elevated time. That my life becomes my time, my thoughts, is worth living. It's a beautiful life. Valuable life of belonging to Baba. This belonging brings all what the soul is looking for, its achievement of all godly gifts, an end of longing to achieve anything. What else I need? I found Baba, or Baba found me. This beautiful realization. This fortune makes me aware the inner joy bliss I I experience as I belong to God. Is the time of surrendering my time, mind, intellect, and old samskaras. But the joy, it's also beauty, and see the wonder. Of how this surrender, this aspect of giving is freedom, purification, and receiving blessings. As I connect Baba with Baba, as Baba the ocean, the rivers coming, flowing with what we're collecting from the journey. Merge in the ocean. It's loveful surrender. Beautiful attraction. Goal of life. And surrender and acceptance meet together. The ocean accepts me as I am, what I am. Then I see Baba, the Son of Knowledge. Baba's knowledge, the subtlety of Gyan, is like the sun power, transforming all old bitterness, salty water into light clouds, sweet water. Flowing Ganges, purifying myself and purifying others. I connect and surrender to the seed, Baba, the creator of my fortune. And he bestows with the fruits of his blessings as Satguru. So I surrender as a baby to my parents. I surrender to the Supreme Teacher. So intellect becomes divine. And I surrendered my old everything to the unlimited ocean of love, to be free, pure, an angel again, free from bondage, free from burden. The surrender makes karma teeth. Om Shanti.